everybody. Welcome to today's In Case You Missed It. We're going to do this a little earlier than we normally do in the case you missed it, because this spurred a whole deal, and it's Tony's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Martha Feltzer. Martha Feltzer is what you scream out when you run your shin into a trailer hitch and then remember that your preacher is standing behind you. Martha Feltzer.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And because of Martha Feltzer,
bless her heart,
if there is a lady named Martha Feltzer who's out there listening, we're sorry.
You're a good woman.
You're a good woman. It's a funny substitute cuss words, and that's what we started talking about after that.
You should be honored.
Mine is filth and flarn.
Filth and flarn.
Filth and flarn. Ah, filth and flarn.
You always got to have a trusty standby, because you never know where, you know, always got ears on you.
Well, and then kids. With your word of the day, I may change mine. Martha Feltzer is a great substitute cuss word. I want a t-shirt that says Martha Feltzer on it. We should start the Martha Feltzer movement.
Dang it, Martha Feltzer. Well, yeah, and that's how it happens. Anytime you run your shin into a trailer hitch, it's the preacher with you.
Listen, I don't care who's with you. If you run your shin into a trailer hitch, you should be allowed to say whatever word, because that's some of the most painful stuff that's ever happened.
Right. Pinky toe into a coffee table. Yeah. You get like this.
Excuse.
Here, go ahead, cuss
right,
flag.
Right.
Here you go, buddy. I know you need it. Go ahead. And I think that's okay.
Charlene Broyles Souter says, fiddle faddle. Oh, fiddle faddle. Yeah.
Isn't that's the popcorn covered in caramel, too. I like it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not as good as Cracker Jacks.
I thought it was just called caramel corn.
No, there's a fiddle faddle.
Really?
It's a popcorn covered in caramel, too.
Are you sure?
Promise. Yeah, Cracker Jacks is better, though.
Jason Phillips, son of a motherless goat roper.
Yeah, there's a good one.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Doesn't beat Martha Feltzer, though.
Inoffensive to goat ropers.
Yes, is this Tony and Jason?
Well, it's Jason and Tony, but whatever.
Yes. Okay, hey, Tony, this is Julie from, you know me, Amazon here. How about son of a biscuit eater?
Son of a biscuit eater. Wait, yes. You were just talking to Tony, my bad.
Okay. I'm on my way to Amazon right now, and I'm listening to you guys on I-40.
But
so
mostly Tony, I get it.
In real quick.
Awesome. Hey, how many square feet is that Amazon building?
If my memory serves me correctly, he said 27 foot falling.
Son of a biscuit eater.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason and Tony, this is Daryl Flavin. How y'all doing?
Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Just fine. Every now and then I'll get a little upset and come off with a word called Shazbot. You ever heard of it?
No, Shazbot. Yeah, man, that's a great one.
You fellas have a good day.
All right, you too, dude. We learned that there's people that keep bats in their house and they lick them.
On purpose.
A bat is not a bird, Tony. A bat is a bat. It's more of a rat than it is a bird.
How do you not call a bat a bird? A bat
because
is
it's
a
not
bird.
A bird.
Yes, it is.
I've never once in my life heard anybody say this, Tony.
A bat is a bird.
How are you 42 years old and believe a bat is a bird?
Where do you see bats? What do bats do? They're birdish. They do bird things.
Other than fly.
It's a bird.
It's not.
It is.
It's a mammal, Tony. It's a mammal. It's got fur.
Well, now, I didn't say I know what it was. It's a bird,
no,
but it's not. It's a mammalish bird, if it's a mammal. I can't Google that.
Why can't you post that? Why can't you Google that?
Well, because I'm in the middle of a post, and now you got
me
mad because a bat's a bird.
That'll take all morning.
A bat is a bird. Go ahead.
We'll just go. We're going to move along. Kids, if you're at school, bats are not birds. There's a man in Murray, Utah, and he's died from rabies.
Aww.
His name is Gary Giles, 55, passed away last Sunday. Gary likely got the rabies from the bats. He and his wife, Juanita, would allow to land on their hands, and then they would lick them.
Oh, bad idea. Bad idea.
Could you, I mean, wouldn't you hate to be this guy's friend? Oh, gosh, it's Gary calling. Hey, Gary, what's up? Bats?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to come over and lick them?
Just over here licking bats.
Nah, Gary, I think I'll stay here and watch the ball game, buddy, but I appreciate the invite.
Bat licking at Gary's.
What in the world are people thinking?
Right.
Where'd you go last night? Well, Gary, I hadn't been over there in a while. I felt bad for putting him off, so I finally went over there. No, I didn't lick any of the bats, but they sure did. They were bat licking. The bat licking is people I've ever seen.
Man, nothing cheer you up like bat licking at Gary's. Even like Ozzy Osbourne, didn't he bite the head off of one?
Uh-huh. But just one. I mean, Gary and Juanita, they were just licking as many as they could get.
Yeah, but if you were Ozzy, wouldn't you look for a Cornish game hen or something?
I mean, Tony had another story for us today in Tony Tales.
You're welcome.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Mr. Potato Head's cousin came over. His name was Sweet Potato, and Mr. Potato Head hated his goofy jokes.
Hey, guess what I watched? That new Sylvester Sweet Potato movie called Yambo. Get it? Yambo. What's wrong? Yam I getting on your nerves?
Asked goofy cousin Sweet Potato. Mr. Potato Head didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Have you seen that new pretty country singer, Miranda Lambert? Hey, do you realize if we were covered in beer, we'd be spuds and suds buds? Ha ha ha, get it? Hey, that wasn't a sweet potato joke, bro.
Stop it, said Mr. Potato Head. I love you because you're my cousin and you're a nice guy, but all your jokes suck. So quit telling them or I'll rip out your esophagus and you'll choke to death on your own blood.
Okay, I'm sorry,
said Sweet Potato.
All my life I've looked up to you. I get it, you don't think I'm funny. But guess what? I think I yam. Get it, yam.
The end.
And Tony didn't really talk to Toby Keith.
But it was real to him.
It was more real to you. He doesn't even know you're alive, man.
One day,
maybe.
Well, maybe.
So here's how that went, where Tony doesn't really talk to Toby Keith in today's fake news interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Kinda. Not really. But, so, hey, Toby, how do you like me now?
Yeah, I knew you'd freaking do it.
I invited Miranda Lambert to Thanksgiving, but I hadn't heard from her yet. What'd she tell you?
I mean, she wanted to go.
Boy, the guy who washes your bandanas has been with you a long time, huh?
That's been a great relationship.
I'd love to see your collection of Alan Jackson mustache hairs.
I've got it here if you'd like one.
Yeah, that tickles. I got a Steve Harvey stash hair. You want to see it?
Nah, screw that.
Toby Keith, kinda. Well, not really, but kinda.
Yeah.
All right.
We talked about the new toys that made it to the Toy Hall of Fame for this year. The National Toy Hall of Fame doesn't just let anyone in. No. I'm talking to you, Hatchimals and Bratz dolls. Talking to you.
I don't always agree with them Toy Hall of Fame people.
I can get behind the three that they let in this year. The Toy Hall of Fame, they just announced the three toys that will be inducted as part of their 2018 class, and they are Uno.
See?
Great game.
Do you like Uno?
Well, yeah, who doesn't like Uno?
I don't like Uno.
Because there's thinking involved?
No, not because there's thinking. I
bet you hate Yahtzee then, too, don't you? That's math.
I know, isn't it Scrabble and those games?
Spelling
and stuff.
Man, you just like life, right? You just turn it, whatever it goes to. Oh, you got two kids. Great, I got two kids. Spin again. Oh, my gosh, you're bankrupt. You know.
No, that's too much. I'm like more hungry hippo.
Oh, just hit one button over and over again.
And gobble them marbles. Yeah. Gobble marbles. Gobble, little hungry hippo guy.
All right, so things we know about Tony. Only likes games where you push one button over and over and over again.
And a hippopotamus eats marbles.
How about pinball? It made it. You like pinball? That's two buttons you got to push, though. So, I mean, that's double the hungry, hungry hippo.
Look what they expect out of you.
I mean, two buttons? Wow. Here you go. This one's going to be perfect for you, Tony.
All right.
The Magic 8-Ball made it. There's no buttons involved at all on that one.
Is that really a toy, though?
Well, what else would it be? It was not like you go to it for real life advice.
Well, I know, but I mean, like toy, you think of, you know, Operation, where you got to pull a bone out of a dude without buzzing.
Dude, I love the Magic 8-Ball. I always thought it was fun.
I don't know. See, like I said, I don't agree with those. I got some here that won't make it either.
Okay, what?
These won't non-toy Hall of Fame makers. Machete toss.
It's right there with lawn darts.
Yeah. Hasbro's Touch the Bear electric wire. Guarantee that ain't going to make it.
That's going to be a shocking toy.
Right. A bedpan apple bobbin. See, not everybody makes it.
Yeah, and that ain't apple juice.
Tony's got his guitar tuned up.
Yeehaw!
Which is odd because he's not in tune.
It's close. Kind of a key.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She works at Velveeta. Her job is a breeze. 8 hours straight, she cuts the cheese.
What's that smile?
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And, of course, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. All right, 26-year-old lady in New York. Her name is Kay Brown. She was riding the subway home from work last Monday.
Right.
And she saw a homeless woman in bare feet.
Aww.
And so she asked the homeless lady, hey, what size do you wear? Found out they're the exact same size.
And shoe size, yeah.
So they gave her, the shoes off her own feet.
Oh, Miss Kay did?
Yeah.
Aww.
Homeless lady didn't have any. She did. She says they were her favorite pair, but she couldn't let someone walk around in their bare feet in the middle of November.
What a woman. And then she had to go home barefoot.
Yeah.
I mean, she was on the subway.
She said, you know, I can afford to buy some new shoes. This woman couldn't. So here you go. Well, wow. Kay, the lady, ended up walking about 6 blocks in her socks to get home. But a random guy who saw what she did said it inspired him. So he gave her a clean pair of his gym socks to wear over hers to kind of keep her warmer.
Look how this love, it just keeps growing.
Kay says a bunch of friends have texted her to say it inspired them to volunteer over the holidays. Hopefully that does for you, too. So to Kay Brown, you are
real good.
Well, that's it for today's In Case You Missed It. Thanks for listening.